Welcome to August Library Chat, the monthly podcast by the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, where we chat about books and podcasts with library staff and guests. I'm Sarah Williford, Library Director for the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, and here with me today for our episode are some familiar voices if you listen to our other library podcasts. We have Leslie Heinzler, our Special Services Librarian.
Hello.
Tyler Sweat, our Accessible Media Specialist.
Hello.
And Denise Bean, our Youth Services Librarian.
Hi.
So, sorry I missed last month's library chat. I did listen to it, and you guys did a great job.
We missed you.
Yeah, we did miss you. Yeah. It wasn't the same. When one of us like are missing, it doesn't feel the same at all. So, we're happy to have you back.
Well, and we are a little late in recording this one due to several...
Scheduling conflicts.
Yes.
We get it scheduled, and then it wouldn't happen. So, we are a little late in recording this, so... So we're kind of wrapping up summer and our summer programs and planning for fall programs. So I just thought I'd ask, what did you like best about the summer, either at the library or at home?
Hands down, I say at the library. I'm being silly, but no, I'm serious. I loved the kids this past summer, the summer reading program, and spending time with the kids because we don't always get that time. That one-on-one time with them like we do during the summertime. And it was, the things kids say that right along, that alone would probably make a great book. The things they say at the summer reading program, it just like, really, what did that have to do with anything we're talking about? But you always leave with a huge smile and a laugh whenever you spend time with them. They're just such a hoot.
Yeah.
So then you try, okay, now we're going to do an after-school program this fall. Please come. And when they come, when they sign up, the ones that are from summer, I usually race in, Sarah.
Did you see who signed up?
Did you see who signed up? I'm so excited. But yeah, that's, and we did go boating. That was fun too.
Boating?
Boating, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
boating. I had fun with the Leap Kids with the programs that I attended this summer. Yeah, yeah, that was fun.
I think it was the second year doing it, we were a little more comfortable with how we were laying out. Most of the kids knew who we were. Yeah. And so, yeah.
And they're just fun.
Yes.
Yeah. They say some great things too.
So. They do.
Uh huh. Just a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
You get to know them pretty well after a couple summers of Leap, and they are so funny. And they love books.
They do
love books.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Any last thoughts on summer?
Always goes by fast.
Oh, too fast.
Oh, yes, it does. It is fun when you start hearing those Christmas commercials.
Oh, come on. No, we're
on
not getting
the TV
there yet.
In September,
chill
August.
Out.
You're like,
there's already Halloween candy in the grocery stores. Big Halloween out.
Yeah, I know
aisles,
it.
Which seems early to me, but.
It's like 2 months.
It is early.
Too much pressure. I'm not ready for that.
I know it. You got to get through football season, Leslie.
So one of the best things I think about our job is we do get to spend a lot of time talking about books, adding books to the collection, recommending books, handling books, labeling books. So I thought it would be fun to ask our library staff what they are currently reading, what they have been reading this summer, and about their favorites. So we asked them to share what they're currently reading and or their favorite book and or favorite author. So we did hear from some of them about what they're reading or their favorites. But I thought I have to comment before we get into their list is what I thought was kind of interesting and funny is several of them also included how they're reading their books. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you noticed that.
I did notice that.
Like
yeah.
Kindle, Bookshare, audio, on my phone, on Bard on my phone. So I just thought that was curious that, we also kind of categorized them by how we read them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm just going to start with who shared what, and we can comment as we go. They're not here, so we can comment.
We can judge them partially on the choices. And
by the way,
judging.
Try to get one in here. Maybe. I said, come on, you got to come to that. Come on in. You got to talk about all those books you suggested. Yeah, she's not here, is she? No, she didn't make it.
Yes, I should say, we also said, anybody who wants to join us for the podcast, feel free. And we're the only ones.
The regulars.
So I have Jody Aldini's first, one of our librarians, and she said, I'm not currently reading a book, although I just downloaded Devil in the White City by Eric Larson. Really good book.
Fantastic book.
Mm-hmm. And my favorite book is Intensity by Dean Koontz, and my favorite series is Rizzoli and Isles series by Tess Gernston, and she said, hope that helps.
So my Devil in the White City story was literally my first class at UNI, was this English class that I took, and that was the book we had to read, and I was like, oh, there's, like, good books outside of, like, high school level, like, reading. It was just, like, something that's, like, a little different than what, like, you get,
those
standard high school books. I was like, so that was my connection to that one, where I was like, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah, it was good.
And that one's just, like, my perfect. So you have, I like historical and, like, stuff I can kind of go look up, you know, and be like, so what did... But then you have the murder and the
murders,
mystery
happening.
So.
And then how they intertwine. So yeah, that was good.
It was good.
Angie Houck, our technical service librarian, shared she just finished comedy drama by Bob Odenkirk. Sorry, and The It Girl by Ruth Ware, and she just started The Starless Sea by Aaron Morgenstern. And we'll read anything, usually several times, by Sarah Maas or Annie Weir.
Bob Odenkirk's on my list for, I need to read that
Yeah, I
one.
Saw that and I added it to my list because I like him, so he's an actor.
I'm Better Call Saul just ended, so that's where, you know.
We had to, my daughter and I went upstairs when my husband watched the final, it's just undisturbed, and he came up and he said it was a satisfying ending is all I heard.
Yes.
The satisfying.
It was satisfying ending. It was really good.
It's over for good then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's all, and that's all I really know.
So how's it end?
I don't watch.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
Well, I don't watch it, so that's all I know. That's all you said. Because any, I think, further would have been lost on Gwen and I, so. So Leland Smith, our IMC service specialist, said this month Leland's reading. He has a whole list. So part of what I wanted to ask was, are you reading these all at once? Because that's fascinating to me. We Are Legion, We Are Bobiverse, book one. Do you want me to say how he's reading it?
Sure.
There's a DB, and then on Kindle. Lightblade Saga number one on the Kindle. Lost Gods by Brom on Bookshare. The Vanishing Half, he put down a DB, a Braille, so we have it in DB and Braille, and then Bookshare. A Little Life, there's a DB and Bookshare. Yoga and Multiple Sclerosis, a practical guide for people with MS and yoga teachers on Bookshare. D&D, which I assume is Dungeons and Dragons. 5e Player Handbook. And he said, for my own little project to create an accessible version, he's reading that on Kindle. And then his favorite series, Wheel of Time, The Dresden Files, I love The Dresden Files, and Dead Man's War.
Quite the list.
That is quite the list.
That is quite the miracle reading all those at one time. Wow.
Well, that's what I want to ask him. Said Leland's reading. This month's Leland's reading. So I can barely do two at a time. And keep
one. I am a one. There's always one until...
So Karen Ice, with audio production, she has a list too. So, Watch Star Trilogy by Pamela Sargent, on her Nook. The Girl with the Green Eyes by Betty Neals on her phone. Wild Cards, books 1-4, edited by George R. R. Martin on another Nook. She must have more than one Nook. Hype, How Scammers, Grifters, and Con Artists Are Taking Over the Internet and Why We're Following by Gabrielle Bluestone on Bard on her phone. The Poison Chocolate Cases by Anthony Berkeley on an NLS player. So some of these, I should say, Karen also does our studio work with our volunteer narrators to record and then editing. So some of what she's working on because of that piece and recording it is the Annals of Iowa Magazine, Better Homes and Gardens Magazine, Good Old Days Magazine, Wild West Magazine, and then If Jesus is Lord, Loving Our Enemies in an Age of Violence by Ronald Sider. That's another one we're recording. And then Coach Murray John's Journey to the Pinnacle of College Hoops by Chris Kesterson. It's another one we're recording for the collection. So half her list she gets listened to because of her work.
Her job. Lucky.
Yes.
So, what are you guys reading? What did you read this summer? What are your favorites?
I can start. So, this summer, my wife and I went to Louisville for our 10-year wedding anniversary. And so, when we got back, I found a book that's called Pappy Land. And it's about Pappy Van Winkle and the distillery. So, it's about the history of that, tying it in with the Kentucky Derby and the history of Louisville itself. And it's kind of the story of this family from like Prohibition up until now. So it's just an intriguing story where I kind of know the landmarks that are existing throughout it. So yeah, that's what I'm reading right now. Yeah, no, it's a good one. Yeah. And I'm reading it on bridges. So there you go.
All right. I just finished yesterday. It's called The Lioness. I don't know how to say that. Lioness?
Lioness?
Yeah. I'll allow it.
Like lioness? Lioness?
Like a female lion. By Chris Bojalian, and it was such a good book. Like, I was shocked by how many people were attacked and died. It's about a safari in the 1960s, and they go to Africa, and, like, lots of people die, and you're just like, I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but, like, main characters are just attacked and killed by animals.
So is this true story?
I don't think so.
Oh, I mean, did you say it was?
It's fiction. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it was very good.
One of my, like, not favorite movies, because it's not, like, something you'd watch over and over, but The Ghost in the Darkness, do you remember that? It's about the railroad. So it's sort of true.
Yeah.
Mostly based on the railroad. And that a rogue, and it was actually a lioness, but in the movie they have it as a male, but I don't think it was for true. Mm-hmm. Started attacking the workers, and you know, kind of the myth and whatever was, it's because they didn't want the railroad going through. Yeah.
Wow.
So I probably would like it. The light.
You probably would. Yeah. I was telling my husband, he was like, "Ooh, I want to read that. I like people getting attacked." I'm like, "Okay." Sounds great.
Comforting.
Nice. I love to read on, I always pop the bridge, I love to read off of bridges, but I love going on Libby and finding different books on the phone, but, so I'm currently reading, All the Gallant Men, and that is by Donald Stratton. It's actually nonfiction, and it's just takes us back to, back in time. It's Navy, about the Navy and a National Library Service. Okay, I'm sorry, I get all backed up. Sorry, forgive me. forgive me. So it's around the Pearl Harbor. So it's kind of neat to listen to him talk about it and just that piece of history. And my son actually went there and visited the space, so he may enjoy this book as well, because he also loves to listen to books on. But I always enjoy different books that are about nonfiction, historical. Also, I like Eric Larson. He has had some great titles that have come out. Linda, I cannot say her name correctly.
Castillo.
Linda Castillo. I pretty much read a lot of her different books around the Amish community and the investigating detective work and all of that. Unbroken was hands down one of my favorite books. I just get lost in that and listen, can't put it down, you know, because it's such a great read. But yeah, lots of great books. And you find too with your mood you're in too, can sometimes determine in that time of year what you like to read.
Well, I'm still doing the historical mystery gambit, but I found like 3 series I really like, so I just keep alternating which ones I read, because I'll read like 2 of one series and I'm like, okay, I'm done with you guys for a while. So I have been reading I just finished Murder in Kensington Palace by Andrea Penrose. It's the third book in the Rexford and Sloane mystery series. I think he's an earl. Oh, he's a duke. Anyway, I see, and I start getting my characters confused. And she was in the ton in high society, but then she had to go, and I can't tell you why. If you're going to read it, I don't want to spoil it. But they kind of just stumble upon dead bodies, and then they solve it. But in the first book, he was being accused of the murder, and anyway, you'll have to read it. It's really good, because she also has the kind of this job that's keeping her, like, not from starving. I can't tell you though. She's an artist of some sort. I can't tell you.
I know.
But that's how they ended up meeting, is because of her, what she was drawing. So anyway, I'll just leave it at that. They're really good. The other one I just read was The Woman in the Library by, I think it's Laurie Gentile. That one was good. It was
Mystery?
Written.
Huh? Mystery?
Yes. It was a curious format because the main character is an author, and she's kind of on residency. She got a fellowship to write, and they're in the Boston Public Library, and they hear a scream. So they're at a study table. It's four strangers at a study and hear it, and then come to find out, like, through the paper and different things that someone had been killed in one of the event rooms at the library. So then they kind of come together to solve it, and some weird stuff starts happening. But in between that story, she gets letters from somebody who's kind of helping her write. She's not from America, so giving her that perspective, like, we don't call a trunk a boot, that kind of thing. But they kind of start taking on these letters, because you just get his responses, the person she's talking to, not like what she sent him or wrote him. Okay. So you start wondering. They just take a little sinister, like, who is this person? And then you're sort of doubting, like, is she even, like, communicating with? Anyway, yeah. It's kind of curious because those are thrown in there throughout. So anyway,
interesting.
It's good. The other series I just finished, And Dangerous to Know by Darcy Wilder. It's a Rosalind Thorne mystery, another historical one. Deep Dive into Death by Alex Wagner. That one's modern times. I actually come to this times. But as for a favorite book, I don't know why I ask people this, because I can't answer that. I don't.
There's so many choices, really.
I will say, though, I have one on pre-order. I'm, like, so excited about it. You guys are going to laugh. So one of my favorite series growing up, and I read to my kids, Denise knows this, is Binuncula series by James Howe, Binuncula, mm-hmm. Halliday Inn, Slurry Stalks mm-hmm. at Midnight, all those. And on August 30th, they did a graphic novel of Binuncula's coming out.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, wow.
I'm excited. Yeah. And I will say I do reread Harry Potter, so I don't know how many times I've read those. I'm on book four right now. Goblet of Fire.
So. It's always just in the mix.
Sometimes you just need Harry.
Yes, you do.
So that's what I've been reading. And I usually read... So it depends on the book. I might get a hard copy if I'm going to share it, because my mom reads mysteries, my sister and my grandma, so then we end up passing. If it's a series or a book I think they should read too, I don't know whether or not they like it. Never really. I just feel they need to. Otherwise, I read on my Kindle a lot, because I can tip mm-hmm. that about. Mm-hmm. And then I will be listening to books sometimes. I haven't listened to one for a while, but like in the car. So switching to podcasts. So we were talking about what we were currently reading, so I just thought we could talk about what we're currently listening to, our favorites, where do you listen? I'm going to go first because I'm not much help right now with this conversation. I haven't been listening to a whole lot of anything. So I usually use Spotify for my podcast just because it's easy in my car. Because I will say every morning I listen to, I think it's called Spotify's, like, Daily Drive.
That's so a great one.
They'll start with the NPR kind of brief updates of what happened, mm-hmm. usually the day before. Then they'll throw in like three of your songs from your playlist. And then they'll have another one, another podcast, usually a little bit longer from like the Journal or the Times. Or I think the other day one popped up from Today in Crimes, which I think I have on my list because we talked about it. Because
yeah.
I'm like, what is this one? I'm like, oh yeah, we discussed it at a library chat. So and then I'll play some more songs. No, I'll do another podcast, but...
Daily Drive.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Do you listen to that
sometimes,
one?
Sometimes, yeah. I listened to it before, but it's one I need to get back into, because that's mm-hmm. a good one.
Yeah, and I honestly, my drive, depending, usually I just get through the NPR, just get the updates from whatever's happening in the world, which is... And I'll get, like, one or two songs, which usually I need after what's happening in the world.
Boy, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think the only thing otherwise I've been listening to are Cubs games, so.
But you also need your happy songs after those, too.
Which sometimes get turned off after the second inning, so. And I also will listen to different episodes from The Office Ladies if I need a laugh, too. Have them recap an episode for me. So that's where I'm at with podcasts.
Thank you. With my podcast list...
It's got to be long.
Mine's like Karen Ice's book list.
Yes, you love podcasts.
So I'll just go through the ones that I have on here now. So All Fantasy Everything, which is they draft just anything, right? Mm-hmm. And so this week their draft is crews from movies. So like the first pick of the draft was like Entourage guys. Like it's then like Fast and Furious is another pick. So like you're drafting the crew from a movie. Like so that's, but they, every week they bring in different comedians and then they draft something random. So like Serial, it could be something as simple as that where they just go around and draft Serial that they like.
Signed.
Or it's like crew, so and everything in between. So a lot of mine are like comedy podcasts that so like Tiger Belly, that's Bobby Lee. If you remember him from Mad TV 1,000 years ago, probably not. So that's a fantastic one. How Did This Get Made is one of my favorites. So it's where they find awful movies that had no idea why they got made. And then they watch it, and then they tell you to watch it the week before, and then they do a podcast about how awful it is. Yeah. And then the one I've been getting into more is the Lex Fridman Show, which is on Spotify. And he's this just genius. Half the time I don't really know what they're talking about, but it's like he brings in really smart people to talk about, you know, like string theory and quantum physics. And then the guy he had last week was a former Navy fighter pilot who had like multiple run-ins with UFOs. So he was talking to him about like being a fighter pilot and then also the stories behind his UFOs like that he would run into all the time. Like
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, so it's a good podcast. Yeah. But they're like 3-hour podcasts. So like it's one of those where they're just like
So here's where we're at. I listen to Office Ladies and Tyler listens about quantum
physics. UFOs. And then, like, my Office Ladies one, though, that I've been getting into is it's the Always Sunny podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the same idea, like, where they break down an episode of It's Always Sunny. And then they bring in, you know, people from the show to interview. Because it's the three guys, and then they bring in whoever else. So if you like that show, it's a good one to get into, too.
I do, too. Yeah.
And you like long podcasts, don't you?
Yeah. That's, yeah. Yep.
I always think, oh wait, this is just 20 minutes. I can listen.
I am too.
Mowing the yard, you gotta have a podcast. Working in the garage, gotta have a podcast. Looking for something in the basement, gotta have a podcast.
Maybe if I had better earbuds, maybe that would help.
There
me
you go.
Out. Or, yeah.
Well, I haven't really been listening to a lot of podcasts lately either. I've been mostly just listening to books, but there is one, Smart List, I think I've talked about before, that I really like. I don't listen to that for months, but it's Jason Bateman and Will Arnett and who's the other guy? Sean Hayes, and they just interview a celebrity guest every episode.
That'd be a good one. I'm shocked I haven't heard about that one yet.
It can be pretty funny. Sometimes some aren't as funny, but they're funny guys. And it's funny when they talk to each other, because they just make fun of each other and like rib on each other. So that's a good one. That's all I got.
Well, everyone, I'm not... it's funny because we're making this pod, you know, we always do this, but I'm not a huge podcast person. I'm more into reading books. That's, I love to just bite into a good book and just get lost in that. However, one of the podcasts I do enjoy listening to, and I, you know, I don't even want to say the name because I'll say it incorrectly, but it's spelled M-A-Y-I-M and then B-I-A-L-I-K-S, Breakdown. And it's just a very lighthearted, I don't know, how do you guys say that? Mayim Bialik?
Bialik? Is it a woman?
It's a woman, yeah.
She's from
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory.
Blossom. She's really, actually, she's yes, that's exactly who it is. Yeah.
She's a neuroscientist.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's Mayim.
I think it is.
Mayim.
Yes.
Yes. But anyway, she just talks about quirky things that happen throughout the day, and then she talks about ways to, you know, go about, she's more about the sunshine of the day and the upbeat positivity and just the real stuff that you run into on a day-to-day basis. And she's really entertaining to listen to because, you know.
Sounds interesting.
That's one of my podcasts, go-to podcasts. So, yeah.
Well, I thought I'd mention, it's kind of a teaser. You'll have to, listeners will have to go to our blog and watch for more information. But since we're talking about books and how we read them, I thought I'd mention we are planning a fall festival on Saturday, mm-hmm. September 24th, and the morning portion is going to be dedicated to books, so kind of a book mm-hmm. festival. We have author
Reed Forgrave.
He needs to just change his name to Roger. Reed Forgrave, Love Zach, is going to come speak. And then we're going to have kind of different stations, just about different mm-hmm. ways to access access books. So e-reader, Braille, audio, all of that good stuff. And then in the afternoon, we're going to have a STEM festival for all ages. So just kind of a teaser about that's coming up next month for us.
Be fun.
It will be.
Any last thoughts? Summer podcasts? Books?
If you like a show, look for the podcast. There's probably one about it. anything you like, there's always a podcast out there for it. So
I have to laugh because Tyler, you grab a spot at the parking. And you have a 10-minute walk. So I bet the whole time you're listening to a podcast.
You got
podcast.
It. And I already listened to it on the whole drive down there. So if I get a bridge spot, it's only like a 5-minute walk. And it's about 15 if I have to go up to the lot. So.
All right. Well, thank everyone. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today for our August Library Chat episode. If you missed any of our earlier episodes, the podcast is available on our library blog at iowalibrary.blog. Mm-hmm. And you can also find episodes from our other library podcasts, Library News and Braille Bits, on the blog as well. So thanks for listening, and we will chat with you next month.
See ya.
Bye.